This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm Todd Zwillick. The thousands of government officials and climate change scientists and campaigners gathered in Copenhagen over the last couple of weeks are trying to find ways to cut global warming. But let's face it, everyone flew there in planes. Everyone has the lights on in their hotel rooms. They're all eating in restaurants. So the host Danish government has come up with a surprising way of making the summit carbon neutral, if they can, by putting their money into a project trying to cut emissions and pollution in one of the world's dirtiest cities, but it's thousands of miles away in Bangladesh. And the solution they've come up with sounds something like this. Now that's the motor of a brick kiln in Dhaka. That's the capital of Bangladesh. And the BBC's correspondent Mark Dummett is in Dhaka to explain it to us. Mark, hello.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, good morning. Mark, so what does a brick factory in Dhaka, Bangladesh have to do with a climate summit in Copenhagen, Denmark?
Well, the traditional brick factories, of which there are thousands surrounding Dhaka, which is this huge and growing city, these factories are incredibly polluting. They're basically using technology which hasn't changed in decades, if not hundreds of years. I mean, basically, it's clay which is burnt in a big oven using a whole load of coal. So what the Danish government is doing is they're investing in a project which is being organized by the World Bank to bring in technology from China, which is clean technology, or much cleaner technology. It's basically modernizing the whole process, but it is expensive to get these various things in, these various parts and motors and so forth in, which is why it requires this initial investment.
So, Mark, why Bangladesh? Is this the rich countries trying to show what they can do in the poorer countries and that we can all help climate change?
Well, I think there are two reasons. I mean, firstly, they would say that this is a project which will work. They will be able to dramatically cut carbon emissions from here and air pollution in Dhaka as well by replacing these old kilns with new ones. But secondly, Bangladesh is, of course, one of the countries which is being worst affected by climate change. I mean, the scientists say that if the sea levels continue to rise as they're doing so, and they rise by 1 meter, then by 2050, 20 million Bangladeshis living along the coast could lose their homes. So they're doing this project in this country at this time to show that Bangladesh will be supported.
Well, I want to give you a minute here, Mark. You've been to these brick kilns. You've seen them operate. Set the scene for us a little bit and describe the scene as people make bricks the old-fashioned way.
Well, it's incredibly dirty. I mean, they're centered around these huge chimneys with this horrific black smoke pouring out. So, as the Danish government says, any effort to try and change this, to modernize things, clean it up, will be welcomed massively by most Bangladeshis, most people in Dhaka.
All right, Mark Dummett, BBC correspondent, is in Dhaka in Bangladesh talking with us about the brick industry there and the Danish government's attempt to invest some money in cleaning up brick kilns in Denmark. Now, of course, the climate change conference going on in Copenhagen right now, and the Danes and Europe trying to show that everyone can get on board, not just the rich countries, but the poor countries too. Of course, it does make you wonder a little bit what pollutes more, a giant coal-fired power plant or 100 brick kilns in Bangladesh. You wonder where most of the carbon comes from. But I guess everybody has to get on board because Mark is right. When sea levels rise, it's countries like Bangladesh who feel the brunt first. It's not a coal-fired power plant in Iowa.